The first national museum dedicated to the Underground Railroad has opened in Cincinnati. Richard Blackett, the Andrew Jackson Professor of History, has done extensive research on the movement and was invited to the grand opening.
There's a very interesting case in 1859 in which a slave from Nashville had himself crated in a box, sent by train from Nashville to Louisville, crossed the river up to Seymour, Indiana, to catch a train to Cincinnati. The box was thrown out of the train in Seymour and it opened and out fell the man, and that's how he was caught.
Blackett says an unidentified white man and a supposed freed black helped the slave escape.
You have, within that one case, an example of connections in which people are coming into slave societies, into slave territories, and enticing people to escape. It raises all kind of questions. How do they create the connections? How do they know this person is willing and anxious to escape? What risks are involved?
Blackett and Associate Professor of History Jane Landers are among the contributors to Passages to Freedom, a new book published in connection with the opening of the Underground Railroad Museum.
There are times, periods in American history when interracial cooperation emerges as pivotal in the political life of the country, and I think this is one of them.
Passages to Freedom has been published by Smithsonian Books in connection with the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. I'm Amory Dear Owens reporting.